This is Remembrance Redacted. The non-redacted version. A Star Wars prequel trilogy, Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic. Written by Skyrunner and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for present tense, POV first person, POV purge trooper Cody, angst, canon complicit, post order 66, ficlet, Cody gaslighting himself to avoid triggering the chip, clone trooper centric. This is inspired by a shipfic that I support wholeheartedly, but this text is gen. Because I like to make myself suffer, obviously. Purge Trooper Cody. Clone Trooper Inhibitor Chips. Summary. The Purge Trooper, formerly known as Cody, is good at his job. But no matter how many lightsabers he picks up from fallen Jedi, none of them feel quite right. Author's Notes. Inspired by Love is a Battlefield by That Gay Jedi. This ficlet uses spoilers instead of true redactions, so you can see what Cody's not thinking. I recommend reading the full fic before revealing the redactions, or at least the full sentence. I'm not a cop, though. Do what sounds fun to you. Reader's Notes. There are two versions of this plot fic. One with the redactions, one without. Listen to both so you get the full scope of everything and the emotional devastation. I know something I shouldn't. There's a loop at my belt. It's been there since the Order, or maybe even before. I know what it holds. Memories. Trust. Love. Lightsabers. It's purpose made for it. I know that, too. It's not standard issue. Or, it hadn't been until the Purge Corps formed. Until my designation changed from Marshal Commander Cody to Purge Trooper. I know the Corps hunt those who've committed high treason against the Republic's ghost empire. First and foremost, we hunt the Jedi. Former mystics, former generals of the Republic, former friends, uniformly responsible for the coup and attempted assassination of the Emperor himself. Collectively condemned to one shared fate. Death. The loop at my belt is well suited for carrying evidence of a verdict delivered. For a Jedi relinquishes their lightsaber only with their life. I know, because I guarded one, delivered hundreds. Yet every time I successfully complete a mission, every time a Jedi falls and I victoriously clip a saber to that loop, I know something is wrong. I know it when I see blades of green and yellow. I know it when I reach for hilts of brass and bone. I know it by weight, by size, by balance. Hundreds of sabers, and none of them sit right on my hip. The loop holds them all the same. I often imagine the moment I'll find him, it. I've imagined it so often that it feels like a memory now, one I've lived 100 times and one I'd happily live 100 times more, but I'd settle for once. I imagine it every time I reach for a new saber, even when I know by sight that it's wrong. I reach, and I know it'll be cool to the touch. I reach, and know its gold detailing will gleam. I reach, and the pommel will carry the weight. I reach, and the satisfaction will come. I reach, this grief compulsion will fade. I reach, and I reach, and I reach, and I reach. and carefully pull back when the headache forms, when I reach too close to an undetectable chip in my mental armor. I've cut myself on it before. I do every time a Jedi dies. But I know the first time it sliced me, a Jedi lived. And I know something I shouldn't. The end. Arthur's notes. The chapter that inspired this fic hasn't technically been posted yet, but I couldn't resist giving that gay Jedi a gift today. Your fault, mate. You write Purge Trooper Cody so well. I hope I channeled even a little bit of that characterization in this. For everyone else, I know this is a little unconventional in style, so thanks for giving it a try, and let me know how you liked it. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a treat for Flower Parish as part of Podfic Summer Swap 2024. There are two versions of this, as I mentioned earlier. There is a redacted version with all of these scratched out, so you get the Cody mentally checking his steps of it all, and then you get the non-redacted version, which is Cody causing himself damage and also causing you, the listener, damage. So if you've checked out this version first, check out the other version that is just called Remembrance Redacted with the redactions so you can see how Cody is treading that line, trying not to trip off the chip, and think about the damage, the emotional devastation. Flower Parish, I hope we're still friends after this. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.